quotes. Oh yeah. Filling those blogs, yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, lots of quotes. Lots of blogs and blogs and blogs. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He said there'd be war. Oh yeah. He said yeah. This is war. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, he said war is war is war. Yeah, he said yeah, this is war. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, he said capital. Capital's in a safe place. Oh yeah. That's what he said. Yeah, he said. Yeah, he said. Oh yeah. He said Kyoto, no, no. Yeah, he said no, 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 no to Kyoto. Then he said, yeah, he said Kyoto, yes, yeah. Yeah, yeah, he said. And they said what he said. And some PlayStations were sold, yeah. They sold some PlayStations, yeah. They talked in circles, yeah. Yeah, he talked a lot. Yeah, and moves are made, yeah. And the journalists were faggots, yeah. And they just said what he said. And then the young were tear gassed, yeah. But some PlayStations were sold, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. And they said what he said, and he said what they said, and they repeated what he said, and went around in circles. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, he said. It was on TV, I saw him, yeah, and he said. He said 25,000 billion was lost in a hole. Yeah. Oh yeah, he said. And they said 25,000 billion's been lost in a hole. And I said, yeah. He said, yeah. But it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. And the blog said it's okay, and everyone said yeah. And those faggot journalists said yeah. He said there's 25,000 billion lost in a hole. Oh yeah, oh yeah. And he said yeah, it's just like that, you know. It's just like that, yeah. He said, and I said, and they said, oh yeah. And then he said yeah, there's gonna be a war, and I said no. And he said yes, it's gonna be a war. And they tear gassed the kids, yeah, they tear gassed the kids on Saturday afternoon, yeah, and they put it on a blog, yeah, on a blog on TV, I saw it and I heard it, cause they said it was in a blog, and some PlayStations were sold, yeah.
One day they came and they took the communists, and I said nothing because I was not a communist. Then one day they came and they took the people of the Jewish faith, and I said nothing because I had no faith left. One day they came and they took the unionists, and I said nothing because I was not a unionist. One day they burned the Catholic churches, and I said nothing because I was born a Protestant. Then one day they came and they took me. I could say nothing because I was as guilty as they were for not speaking out and saying that all men have a right to freedom.
Oh. ICE's arrest and detention of Mahmoud follows the U.S. government's open repression of student activism and political speech, specifically targeting students at Columbia University for criticism of Israel's assault on Gaza.
TJ3 motherfuckers.
Gray man did it die face down in the Vietnam muscle, so I cannot style on you. I didn't walk uphill both ways to the booth and back, and I'll wild on you. You think baby Jesus killed Hitler just so I'd whisper? And you safe and sound, and he's quick tap your phone, and I have a file on you. Huh. Put me worry not, buddy, I've lost before, so what? You don't care, I'm dirt, motherfucker, I can't be crushed. Fuckers, open the books up and stop bullshitting the kid. My dick got a mission to star, I'm on par with the best, never took the gig. I'm a super cap from Don Don in the dust, don't bother to touch. I got firm clutch on a grip and a box, I might go fly the tank, take a ride in the bank. Got a son of Rick Rubin, rush a full thrust, don't flash me shit to the Shark Tank judge. Talk real good cause we're smart and stuff, we a good crew to fuck with, better luck.
I told y'all, I told you on RTJ 1, then I told you again on RTJ 2, and you still ain't believe me. So here we go, RTJ 3.
Talk to me.
Thank you.
shit, man.
Needed by the corporation.
You will be training your replacement this afternoon.
We've replaced you with a robot.
You no longer work here. Take it up with human resources.
You are now obsolete. You're fired.
Fascism is a far-right, authoritarian, ultra-nationalist political ideology and movement, characterized by a dictatorial leader, centralized autocracy, militarism, forcible suppression of opposition, belief in a natural social hierarchy, subordination of individual interests for the perceived good of the nation and race, and strong regimentation of society and the economy.
Ooh.
Broadcasts, the TV junkies sit, watching propaganda till they're sick and tired of it. But even those who've sat through worse and haven't seemed to care, this continuous hypocrisy is just too much to bear. Each one respectively in turn, hardly bothering to scoff, rise up with common cause in mind to switch the damn thing off.
The fascist group thing. Democrats are out of power. Across that big wide ocean, fascist president-elect. Fascist God in motion, generals telling what to do. Stop your good time dancing, train their guns on me and you. Fascist thing advancing, sisters, brothers, lend a hand. Increase our population, grab everything by the throat and throw it in the ocean. You're real tonight, you move my soul. Let's cruise down on the dance floor. Come out your house and dance your dance. Shake that fascist groove thing. Shake it, brothers, sisters. We don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters. We don't need that fascist groove thing.
Sans cravate, qu'on fume à l'aube démocrate, et le remords des coups de jatte, avec la peur qui tend la patte, le ministère de ce prêtre, et la pitié à la fenêtre, et le client qui n'a peut-être ni Dieu ni maître. Le fardeau blême qu'on emballe comme un paquet vers les étoiles, qui tombe froide sur la dalle, et cette rose sans pétale, cet avocat à la serviette, cette aube qui met la voilette pour des larmes qui n'ont peut-être ni Dieu ni maître. C'est moi que l'on dit de justice et qui pousse dans les supplices, et pour meubler le sacrifice avec le sapin de service, cette procédure qui guette ceux que la société rejette sous prétexte qu'ils n'ont peut-être ni Dieu ni maître. Cette parole d'évangile qui fait publier les imbéciles et qui met dans l'horreur civile de la noblesse puis du style, ce cri qui n'a pas la rosette, cette parole de prophète, je la revendique et vous souhaite ni Dieu ni maître.
Dieu. I thoroughly despise religion in the same way I despise national pride, all these things that cause people to kill each other. I think the world would be a much better place without them.
Back when Eisenhower was the president, golf courses are where most of his time was spent. And I never paid a lot of attention to what the president said because, in general, I believe that the general was politically dead. But I changed my mind because some of the things that he said made me know he knew when muscles were about to be flexed, because I kept on hearing him saying something or mumbling something about a military-industrial complex. You see, Americans no longer fight to keep their shores safe, just to keep the jobs going and the arms-making workplace. And then we'll pretend we are affected by some sort of patriotic reflex, but that means it's time to pay dues to the military-industrial complex. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. They have turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning parts of the planet into a cemetery. The military and the monetary, they use the media as intermediaries. They are determined to keep the citizens secondary. They keep making so many decisions that seem absolutely arbitrary. We're standing behind the commander-in-chief, who was standing under a spotlight shaking like a leaf, but the economic ship had landed on a reef, so we knew he was going to bring us messages of grief. The military and the monetary, they were shielded by January, and went storming into February, brought us pot-bellied generals as luminaries. 2 weeks ago, I hadn't heard of some bitch, and all of a sudden, he's legendary. The military and the monetary, from thousands of miles away in a Saudi Arabian sanctuary, had us all scrambling for our dictionary because we couldn't understand the damn vocabulary. Yeah, there were some smart bombs, but there were some dumb ones as well. They scared the hell out of CNN in that Baghdad hotel. The military and the monetary, they hounded the Ayatollah religiously. They bombed Gaddafi and killed his son hideously. Had us all running around declaring war on our allies, the Panamanians, while Ali North sold guns to the Iranians and Gorbachev kicked ass to the Lithuanians. We better warn the Amish. They may bomb the Pennsylvanians. The military and the monetary, they send us messages that are incendiary. They determined to keep the war and its focus as primary. They are determined to call us so damn insane a worthy adversary. They are driving us crazy with all these things. Is it really necessary? We've got to work for peace. You know, they always say that they make war, and they're not wrong. They make wars. They make wars. So perhaps what we are going to have to do is work for peace. We stand around hoping that peace will come, waiting for peace to come, praying that peace will come, but peace ain't coming that way. We're going to have to work for peace. You got folks out there working for war, make a whole lot of money when you declare war. All you got to do is hurt somebody and you got yourself a war. All you got to do is not care about people, get yourself a war. We got to work for peace. Peace ain't coming this way, but since we all want peace, let's go to work.
Elon Musk loves chaos. It is his brand, his style, his way of operating. But his latest stunt, posting far-right German politician Alice Weidel on X, takes things to another level. In a live stream watched by hundreds of thousands of people, Weidel casually claimed that Adolf Hitler was a socialist and even a communist. And historians were quick to respond, calling it absolute nonsense.
The biggest success after that terrible era in our history was to label Adolf Hitler as right and conservative. He was exactly the opposite. He wasn't a conservative. He wasn't a libertarian. He was a communist, socialist guy.
Now let's get one thing straight. Hitler was neither a socialist nor a communist. In fact, he hated both. His regime brutally targeted leftists, jailing and killing communists and socialists in the early days of Nazi rule. Socialism, at its core, promotes equality and collective ownership. Hitler's ideology, meanwhile, thrived on racial hierarchies, anti-Semitism, and genocide.
Hitler fought Marxism fiercely and brutally right from the start, and the first victims to be imprisoned, tortured, and killed in the concentration camps in 1933 were leftists, communists, social democrats, and socialists.
But here's the real problem. Musk didn't push back on Weidel's falsehoods. He praised her instead, calling her very reasonable and urging Germans to support the AfD.
I think Alice Beadle's a very reasonable person, and hopefully people can tell just from this conversation, like, nothing outrageous is being proposed, just common sense. In fact, I, as I've said publicly, I think only AfD can save Germany. And I just want to be very clear about that. Only AfD can save Germany. End of story. And people really need to get behind the AfD, and otherwise things are going to get very, very much worse in Germany.
Rec 1275. Beyond anti-fascism. More than just the opposite of totalitarianism and fascism.
Destruction, terrorism, and weakness.
When the Fuhrer says, "We are the master race," I said, "Heil," right in the Fuhrer's face. Not to love der Fuhrer is a great disgrace. I said, "Heil," right in der Fuhrer's face. I said, "Heil." Right in Der Fuhrer's face.
You're not known to be a humble man.
I think I am actually humble. I think I'm much more humble than you would understand.
Een beetje rondgegoogeld en nu weet je het zeker. Wetenschap, maar daarnet nog iets beter. Het stond op Facebook, dus het is gebeurd. Een beetje turbotaal en een boreale flirt. Wat pak is nou wat er gebeurt. En gelukkig ligt het nooit aan jou. Je komt erachter wat vrijheid is. In de armen van een fascist. In de armen van een fascist. Je komt erachter wat vrijheid is. In de armen van een fascist. In de armen van een fascist. Een tikkie links gestemd en nu voel je je beter dan al die wappie beter weters. Wat fijn al dat gezond verstand van jou. En als het misgaat, ligt het vast aan de proleten. Maar aan jou heb het
nooit gelegen. En ook jij komt erachter wat vrijheid is. In de armen van een fascist. In de armen, in de armen van een fascist. Je komt erachter wat vrijheid is. In de armen van een racist. In de wijde open armen van een witte nationalist.
Donald Trump is a producer, man. If you've got Donald Trump on Musker, more people will come just to read the Donald Trumper Musker feed, you see? So they just want it in their eyes, in their ears, in their face, like flat on, nothing between you, me, and my screen. I want to feel like I'm like right there with you and Donald Trump. And when you brainstorm, you know you're thinking.
Like you'll go person, woman, man, camera, TV.
Right in Der Fuhrer's face.
Johnny, Johnny, Doc, and Jimmy was there. And George got a sergeant's rating. Don't give your right name, the army don't care. And life's so fascinating. Yes, I'll go for me. Live off the army. See the world we never saw. If we get feeling down, we wander into the town. And if the population still greets with indignation, we'll chop them to bits. Because we like our hamburgers raw.
Johnny drank up till his cup caved in.
And Jimmy did not drink tea.
George reclined with a pipe to the chin.
For the army's just a pity. Let's all go for me. If all the army see the world we never saw.
Taking control of that country so that we can free the people of Iraq.
Heil! Heil!
Rid this country of weapons of mass destruction, and we're on plan.
Heil! Heil!
Army not the Superman, pure Superman.
Yeah, be Mr. Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Heil! Heil! Right in the Fuhrer's face, not to love the Fuhrer. He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Right in the Fuhrer's face.
governments just love anti-war songs. Let's just sing them loud and we'll sing along. Yeah, governments love anti-war songs. It just reminds them in a musical kind of way that there's a war. Department of Defense loves protest songs. They put them on the Muzak system. They love the sarcastic lyrics. Listen for the rhymes of wisdom. The louder the volume, the better. Just makes them feel stronger to hear the voices that would be stilled if their weapons and wars were no longer. Love anti-war songs, let's just sing them loud, we'll sing along. Be one of the few outspoken individualists upset about a killing going on. Be one of the people at the concerts shedding a tear and clapping their hands. Oh, they know you're not gonna stop their wars. In so many lands, governments love anti-war songs. They say, sing them loud, we'll sing along. Yeah, governments love anti-war songs. It just reminds them in a musical way that there's a war.
We live in a capitalist system which seeks to exploit the people and therefore keep the people confused. The capitalist system makes the people think they're thinking when in fact they are not thinking.
The fruits of the labor of the toiling masses are enjoyed by those who do not live.
I want to see all of those people throughout the
and Stooge, every manager and Scrooge weren't there to shape the world. We were created, we were celebrated. Mind joined with matter has long been human's call, but it's going to get sadder long as someone owns it all. In a new
value is you.
Value is labor.
Value is labor.
Value
There once was a truck with an ugly frame. Its angle's sharp and it looks so lame. The people wondered who's to blame. The man who goes to Mars. All hail the Cybertruck, a brick on wheels that frankly sucks. They call it sleek, but let's be real, it's the dumbest thing on wheels.
The fascists. The fascists.